Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Happy Sunday. This is Alana Kay, your host, coming to you from the island of Maui, Hawaii. And I don't know if you're listening to this live or if you've called in or if you're listening to an archive. I'm sorry I've been absent for quite some time. I was working on a couple books, and I also had to reassess why I'm doing this show, because I am trying to do quick readings to help people along, and I had to ask Spirit what was the most important thing that I can help people with. And of all the types of shows that I've done, I've boiled it down to helping people with their strengths and their gifts, because right now people need to pull themselves up, because the world, the way a lot of the things in the world are going in the matrix is trying to push people down. And I really have to clear my throat. And the energy of the planet is rising while the matrix is going down. And the matrix is the part of what's going on this planet that isn't connected to God. It's the human-made drama and confusion and chaos that's going on right now. So we need to really anchor in our soul. And in order to do that, we connect to our soul through love and through self-knowledge, introspection, stillness. And also, you know, when it comes to self-knowledge, we tap into that and we connect with that energy through our gifts. And a lot of us aren't even used to using our gifts. We're used to just kind of following the herd and doing what we're told to do every day, and what, you know, put gas in the car, pay the utilities, pay the rent, pay the mortgage, pay the car payment, go to work. And if you're lucky, you have time to work out and eat healthy food. And it's kind of hard to cram everything in. Do your taxes. Ha, that's coming up here in the next week. So I really want to help people. There's a lot of intuitives out there. There's a lot of people that came here at this time to help people with this time period. And the thing that I'm best qualified to do is help people identify their strengths and their gifts. And it's a gift that I have, and it comes from Spirit, and it comes from the invisible and the ascended masters and Christ Jesus and my higher self. It's as though there's like a meeting when and then your higher self. So I connect with your higher self by hearing your voice. So when I answer the call, I have two callers on the board right now. I will say the area code so you know who's on air at present. And the first call that came in was, I take them in the order they come in. First call is 775 area code, and then the 650 area code. And I'm not going to be answering questions about, you know, other people, like what are they thinking, why aren't they calling me, that kind of thing. I'm going to help you with yourself, your journey. And I do private readings. You need to email me, and then I can arrange one. And we can dig into some of those details in a private reading, but what I'm doing on the show is just helping you with your gifts. And I, like I said, I do that by tuning into your voice, and I am very sensitive hearing, and your voice is a harmonic, and I'm able to listen to the part that's connected to your soul, and that's how I tune in. So you will need to talk to me when I click on your microphone. And I also noticed that since I did my last show, there's a hand-raising signal, which I guess will help me identify who wants to talk and who just wants to listen. So I see that there, and I'm going to go to the first caller. I hope I explained good enough and not too much. Okay, I'm going to the 775 area code. Hi, what can we address for you today? Well, not, you know, how are you doing? I usually say, what can we work on today? But I already said what we're working on. So, okay, hi.
Hi,
Hi, it's nice to speak with you. My name is Wendy from California, and my sister and I share an apartment. We renewed our lease begrudgingly because they keep raising the rent, and the rents have gone so high in Sacramento. We have put our name on affordable housing, which would mean when it becomes available, we would have to break our lease, but financially it'd be worth it. Because the apartments are beautiful for the affordable housing. Will my sister Leslie and I sign a new lease elsewhere for affordable housing, and about when?
Oh, I kind of missed a little bit of that. You said that you're going to – now, remember, I'm focusing on what your gifts and your strengths are.
Okay.
But we can steer that. As long as you're here, we may as well do that. And that might even tie into this.
Okay.
So, like, for instance, okay, can we go back a little bit in your story? You were saying
yes.
That you want to – it's getting expensive, so you want to sign up for affordable housing. But what's going to happen if you do that? What's going to happen to your lease situation? That's the part I missed.
We could break it. It just means we'd have to pay an extra month's lease and say goodbye to all that money. But the benefit would be long-term. We would pay about half of what we're paying now.
Yeah, right. Well, obviously, from a logical standpoint, that makes sense. But then, so the way I'm gearing my readings is like, well, what's your highest good, you know, aligning with your higher self?
Okay, that's all right.
Let me see if I can tune into that for you. I'm not getting a really strong positive on that, first of all. So then I'm thinking to spirit, okay, so what, why am I not getting a real strong positive? It has to do with, in a way, this ties into what are your gifts and strengths, is that what I'm getting is that the environment that you're in is more important than the cost of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so as far as your frequency is concerned, you're
mm-hmm.
living somewhere where it matches your frequency better than that would, and that's where the no is coming from.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Well, environment is incredibly important to me. But we don't love where we're living. The management is rather cold and unfriendly, and it's
mm-hmm.
not as attractive as we would like. So even if it was not affordable housing, we would still like to relocate to a new place.
Yeah. Yeah.
So...
Yeah. And so I wouldn't go with that. Yeah. You're
okay.
Not. Yeah. And that stuff, you're going to have to navigate that yourself, but you do have a high frequency yourself. That's what I'm tuning
mm-hmm.
into. So you want to make sure that you're in a high frequency. Don't make it about price. And I'm getting this too for you is that you want to stay in alignment with your purpose. And this is really, you know, a lot of people can learn from what I'm going to say right now is this is a time not only when you need to rise with the planet and rise above the matrix, move into the new earth. One of my first book I wrote, I think in 2015, is still available. It's called Quantum Leap. It explains this. So I'll just explain it briefly, is that we really need to move into a life purpose. And then we need to move our body also to where our life purpose will flow, and that has everything to do with our frequency. So
uh-huh.
what I got for you, and this is coming in very clear for me, and I'm glad you were the first caller, because this is going to apply to probably a lot of the people that are listening or calling in, is that what you should do is ask your higher self to move you to the place that matches your frequency and that enhances your flow for your life purpose.
That's
but
beautiful.
I'm getting a really, yeah, okay. So that's, and you will be moved. I feel that you have that very strong. So stay within and talk to within. We don't want to go without, because that's when we attach to all the other energies. our higher self and spirit is within us. So focus in there and be led. Okay. You have a great energy. I like your energy. So
it's a nice energy. You know, but when we'll be moving our faces up at the end of April next year.
And so once again, it's not about the price and it's not about when, it's about the alignment. And this is how things work now. It's about the alignment. When you match that alignment, all of the things in your life are going to come together to move you. And then you just need to trust it. Because everything works out if you're in alignment. That's the most important thing to know. So let's say, for instance, the money looks like it's not going to work, but because you're following and in faith one moment at a time and you're in alignment, then the money comes. It's just, it works out as long as you're in alignment. So just stay there and let that lead you, okay? Thanks, Wendy.
Well, thank you so
much. It was nice talking to you. Okay, aloha. Yeah, this is so cute, this little hand thing that's up here. Okay, the 650 area code. Hi. Tell me your story.
Anna.
Hi.
I will. Thank you so much for taking my call. Happy Sunday to you.
Sure.
Yeah, so my story is this. I'm a mom, and my adult daughter has, she was excited in the past about a couple of relationships, but they didn't work out, and she realized that, you know, probably wasn't a good fit for the future, but currently she's been talking to this guy, and you know, as a mom, I'm just hoping and praying for the best, whatever's for her highest good. But just wondering if you see an alignment between the two of them. I can't do other people right now. Can't do that. Even though she's my daughter and she's connected to me. I see.
Yeah. Right. So
let me look at that.
Have I talked to you before?
In the past,
have we talked
many
about
months,
this?
Last year.
Okay, so as far as your strengths and your that's a strength that you're very caring and you have a very good relationship on the soul level. You're very closely related. Your daughter is, our family is a variety of different things, and we've incarnated with people that aren't necessarily our family on the other side, and it just all depends. There's a big variety of relationships and families, and your daughter is one that is more part of your family on the other side, and hence you feel the closeness. And so for your own benefit and your own gifts, and I'm trying to tap in to your, I'm gonna have to leave the call with this, and I think I might have said this the last time, is that it's time to love yourself more than you love that connection. That connection's never going to go away. And a lot of times we feel like if we let go, then it's going to like go flying off into the stratosphere. But that connection with your daughter at the deepest level is never going to go away, no matter what you focus on.
No, I know that. No,
because,
that's fine.
Yeah,
no,
because
okay,
she's
you
your
answer
your
that question.
On,
yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can move on, and I could ask about myself. I get it. I just
thought,
it's just been on my mind, obviously, when you're...
But it is
important.
It is coming from spirit that you should do that, though. You got to learn to focus more on your life, though. That is coming
from
spirit.
Oh, no, I am. Trust me. I'm actually working very hard on trying to, do some work that would be hopefully stimulating and meaningful. I'm just wondering what
you
pick up around that. So I'm going to be starting to do some volunteer work and in the hospice, and just I'm just wondering what you see around that.
And I was picking up something about your caring nature. Your caring nature is your strength. And I was mentioning that earlier on, and then I went into your daughter relationship.
Yeah, I know that about
that.
I pretty much know.
But I got that you might want to choose things. You can do that. But that it'd be use your caring in a way in something that feeds you too.
Mm-hmm.
But you sound like you're already very entrenched in this. You said you're doing a lot of work on that.
Yeah, I'm pretty close to just completing everything.
Was that the one where you were waiting for a grant or something?
No, that's not me. Somebody else.
Yeah. Somebody else, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I'm quite focused on me and my, you know, my future, mm-hmm. but that doesn't take away from the fact that I could still be concerned about my child. So
mm-hmm.
definitely focused on moving on with my life. But, you know, as being a part of a family, obviously you are connected to them. And
I get that. I have children. I have 8 grandchildren.
Yeah,
three
children. So you know, I don't have to tell you, especially as a mother, whatever goes on in your kid's life, you know, you're concerned.
And I've had to really work
you're
on.
You're debilitated. Yeah.
No, I didn't say you're debilitated.
Yeah,
okay,
no,
but
no.
I get that that it would really help your energy and your flow if you make sure that you're fed, that you receive.
Yeah,
too.
That's why I'm yearning for that, Alana. I'm really yearning for that feeling of being excited and being fed because it hasn't happened in many, many years. So I'm just wondering, like, that's why I was shifted gears and thought, okay, let's just focus
mm-hmm.
on me and what you see. Because I just felt empty for many, many years in terms of what would like to do.
Now we hit something you do need to be fed and you recognize that. Okay, so what would feed you? I tell you, I got animals. Do you have animals?
Oh, no. No, I'm not an animal lover, so that's surprising. No.
Oh.
That's not
well, the thing is, that just because we don't like something or we think we don't like something doesn't mean, and I've done this many, many, many times in my life where the thing, and I'm trying to like orange. I just bought an orange swimming suit because it's the only color I don't like. And I'm in my 60s. So a lot of times a treasure is in the thing we don't want. And I did get that for you. So I'm going to trust that because I've been doing this for a long time. You might want to give it a shot. Just browse somebody's animals or
no
do something.
I know me. I'm also up there in age, and I know I am not an animal lover. I'm compassionate for them, but not. I will not. I can't. No. I'm just.
I'm going to have to get moving. I like to keep the calls, you know, kind of like within the 5-minute range. So I usually can handle about 6 calls on a show. All right. It was very nice talking to you.
Take care. Bye.
Okay. Have fun. Aloha. Okay. I'm going to 631 area code.
Hi.
A lot of times we have agreement on the show and sometimes we don't. That's just the way it goes. I'm ready for anything. So, hi. You want to tell me your story?
Hi. Well, you know, I tuned into the show and I was listening to a few things that you were saying about, like, being aligned and things like that. And I always love to know if you see anything from me. Right now, I'm retired and I'm feeling that energy to do something. And
uh-huh.
it wanted to be positive. You spoke about animals with the last caller. And I love animals. I would love to do that. I love people. I would love to help people. I recently just lost a pet, thinking, should I get a new pet? I think I'm just a little overwhelmed, you know, right
uh-huh.
now, the loss of the pet. Do you see any way I can get out of this or straighten my head out?
Yeah, that's what I'm really wanting to help people with is to go within and communicate with your higher self, which I'm supposed to help you with, and I will help you with.
Thank you.
I have to be able to tap into that energy and see what your higher self would like you to know.
Okay.
I do see it like pulsating energy, like it wants to go like, sometimes I'll be shown that there's something you need to learn or experience before you can make much progress, but I do see like ready to go. I'm getting something very different than what you think. I'm getting that your gifts and what we can get into what that is, that your gifts want to be used. And your lack of awareness of your gifts or your doubt in them just comes from not using it. So I'm getting more creative expression than service.
Okay.
At least right now. Do you know the, you know what I'm saying? Creative expression, like, you know, even something as simple as redecorating, you know, choosing new towels for the bathroom, just start to tap into that.
Okay.
And maybe paint or even crafting, even taking a class, because a lot of times taking a class, I did that many years ago. I was raising kids and busy with businesses, and I took a class at the college because I love art, and it was so cool because I was forced to take 2 nights a week, 3 hours each, and focus only on art, and it was fabulous. Yeah, I'm getting that right now for you, kind of like just to rest your mind, rest your soul, get back in touch with yourself, is to get into some creative expression. And like I said, I was being shown, I'm like shown the person doing things, or I feel like I'm doing them. That's how I do my readings. And I got just start with the little things and just let it go. And that what I'm getting is that you haven't really experienced the full spectrum of your inner gifts, your gifts from God yet. So go ahead and believe it and do it and have fun, and you get energy from that. It makes you feel alive, and it feeds you, because when we practice our gifts, it gives us energy, because that's where our true energy comes from, is from our soul.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Wow, you are spot on.
I'd start with that.
Yes, you are so spot on. I didn't want to interrupt you, but right now we are redoing things in the house. And when I decide to do something creative like that, I feel that energy, and it makes me like come out of my little rut. And that's exactly what I'm doing now. We painted, and when you said paint, I was like, oh, I know, I'm painting, and just redecorating. I'm just like redecorating everything.
That's just the tip of the iceberg, though. That's just connecting you with that energy. And then keep going. There's more.
Okay. Okay.
Like paint a picture for the wall after a while when you really get strong anchored in that.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Yay. We got a surge of energy. Yay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I feel it. Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, thanks for that confirmation, because I do love that. And I'm just going to move forward.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Trust it, follow it, and let it lead you. You're going to be surprised. Okay.
Oh, good.
Thanks for calling.
I will. Thank you. Have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Aloha.
Bye-bye. Hello.
You know, that makes my day when somebody gets excited, like, you know, we tapped into something. It's like tapping into a well. Okay, 917 area code.
Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Can you tell me a story? I keep laughing because I'm saying that. Which story?
Yeah,
well, what's going to give you more energy and make you feel connected?
Okay. Well, I'm in the worst mess in my life. I have problems in every area. Things exacerbated 2.5 years ago or so, before the COVID stuff, when my partner passed.
Mm-hmm.
A long story with him, and I was kind of a caregiver. And anyway, so I've been grieving and in depression and trying to readjust. And because I don't have the support, I don't have enough money on my own, and embarrassed to admit that. So I'm looking, you know, I don't know what's ahead for me. Why am I here? What are my gifts and my mission? And what am I supposed to do with the rest of my life? And hopefully it will bring in money as well. I've been, you know, on a long journey to figure this out, and nothing has come to me. Years ago, I had pursued acting. It didn't happen. And I said, well, I'm looking for a sign if it's meant to be to continue. I never got one. Looking for a sign, what am I supposed to do? Never got that either. So I don't know why I've been interested in acting. And what is it I'm supposed to do? So sorry.
I got it. I got this.
Good.
Okay, oh, you're good. An intuitive. You're supposed to be doing similar to what I'm doing. And so what you're doing is your feelers are going out and you're feeling everybody else's energy because just about everybody on the planet right now needs to make a move. And they either need to say something, do something, move something. It's like people are stuck because the old ways of doing things are gone and we have to move into a new way, lest the system consume us. So what's happening to you is because you came in with this extra sensitivity, a lot of times we interpret it, and I've been through this in my life, we interpret it that we're caregivers. And we can direct our energy how we see fit, and your days as a caretaker are apparently over, and I would definitely shut the door on that because as an intuitive, you pick up, you're empathic, and then you pick up everybody. You pick up your neighbors, your relatives, people you don't even know. And then you start to think that that's your problem or that's your question. And I am picking up that you're picking up a lot of people's stuff. So a lot of the questions you have are what you're supposed to be helping people with. So your level of sensitivity requires that you really get to know, get the discernment of energies down really well. Have you worked on discerning energies? Do you know what I mean when I say that?
I think so.
You got to keep working on it. Anytime you feel confused or oppressed, you know, like there's a heaviness on you, and you feel stuck, and hopefully a lot of other people are going to hear this too that need to hear this. You want to start, the first thing you do is go within, align with your breath. And it's interesting that a lot of people say take 3 gentle cleansing breaths. And it's interesting how our mind wants to hijack us and not even let us do that. By the time you do 3 gentle cleansing breaths and you get centered within yourself, if you slow down enough and get out of the head, you will start to be able to sense, okay, now what is that energy? What's causing that heaviness? And then you might say, oh, I can see that that's the masses right now. They're scared because of the prices and these threats of food shortages. And so they're like shutting down. They don't know what to do, so they're shutting down. And then I'm feeling that. Or it can be... you can be picking up somebody that needs your help, that needs your assistance, because on the other side, we exist on all these different levels. Like I'm a spirit medium, and I had to turn that switch off because I kept being pulled to places to help stuck spirits and stuff, and I can't live my life that way. So when I say discernment of energies, is when you're feeling any confusion, chaos, oppression, depression, stuckage, you want to recenter. It's always the same. Recenter and then try to see what is that energy, and then find out what inside of you might have allowed that energy in, which takes some really raw self-responsibility. And okay, well, I care too much. Okay, I gotta stop caring too much because I have to put myself first. And then you'll feel an energy just go away because it has to have something to stick to you. Or how did I, and you know, sometimes we can't help it, we go shopping or it's, you know, a lot of people talking to us. Now, here in Maui, what I do is I make sure I get in nature. Nature, grounding, you know, putting bare feet on the ground, getting in water, even taking a shower. If you don't have, like, a body of water like I have, just taking a shower and cleansing. And then Jesus and the energy of Christ is clearing, too. The white light of Christ, bring that in on you. And just our intentions create the energy that we feel. So... and that we're bringing in. So as soon as you have the intention of Christ Jesus, come into my presence, please, that will clear your energy too. And yeah, I mean, you've been an intuitive and a guide in so many of your past lives. You just came in that way, and then you were a caretaker, and now it's time to stop caretaking but give people insights but take care of yourself first. And I know I covered a lot of information, and I didn't let you talk. So
I just wanted to, wanted to hear your pearls of wisdom. Well, I have two questions. I always thought that a lot of the angst that I feel inside and the emotional stress is my own baggage. And I've been, you know, wounds or whatever. And I've been doing a lot of work to heal and release them, but I don't think I've made enough progress because it keeps coming up. And I think the issue is
that's
I'm having trouble.
Perfect way to know. I've done my work. I keep doing my work. Why does it keep coming back? It's because we're picking it up from other people.
So that triggers
I can
me
tell.
Or it's open to other people?
It'll trigger if it's familiar. If we've lived a lot of lifetimes, what happens, what makes us empaths, this is something a lot of people don't, I've spent just years and years and years, all my life studying energies, and I've discovered some things. And the one that I've discovered is the empath. One of the reasons we are empathic is because we've lived so many lives and we've lived through so much that when somebody's going through it, we've been through it sometime either in this lifetime or another lifetime because we're the old souls, and then we recognize it and it triggers the memory inside of us, and that's where the empathy comes from. But the empathy is also from having a level of sensitivity to help people, but we have to learn how to temper that, how to turn down the knob. And then recognize that once you've cleared your stuff, you then you can say, I know I cleared that and healed that really well because I had a childhood I had to heal. So why is it coming in? And then you have to take each thing one thing at a time. That's the important thing. And that's what I mean by the discernment of energies is knowing, is this coming from me or is this coming from the outside? And if it's coming from the outside, how did it end up in my energy field? And why am I feeling it? So that takes like a really slow, you have to go but and ask spirit for help and definitely Christ Jesus. And I'm picking up smoking, and you don't have to tell me this, but I just want to tell you, and I smoked for a lot of years of my life too, a lot of empaths, intuitives smoke because the smoke has ultraviolet light and it clears your aura and it also helps you center. So if you've quit smoking or if you're struggling with it, once you learn how to keep your aura clear, decentered, it makes it easier to quit smoking.
Well, I quit smoking cigarettes a long time ago.
And that's the thing is that that's why we smoke, is that it helps with that. So, I think you're going to do really well. But, yeah, you came here to be an intuitive and guide people. So, but you just have to work on the discernment of energies. And I think you're going to do really well with that because you already knew that in other lifetimes. You just have to kind of clear your head about it in this lifetime and ask Jesus to help you. And I think you're going to do great. And I would love to hear about your progress. Right now,
okay.
I think you're mainly picking stuff up from the outside and I call it flipping switches or tempering things, turn down the knobs, like the caretaker no more, just give insights. You're a dispenser of wisdom. You stay in your own realm. You give wisdom. And the wisdom comes from inside of you, your connection to spirit, not by feeling their energy. You don't want to feel people's energy. Okay? And I went through this myself, so I know how it works. All right?
Do you have advice?
Is that
about
good for now?
Yes.
I promise I'm going to
do
this show
every Sunday at 10.
Pardon me?
Okay. I was just going to ask for advice on how to clear my own stuff if I'm, you know, having
use the energy of Christ. Showers, waters. Oh, clear your own stuff? Well, my show is actually over already, and then it cuts off. So on clearing your own stuff, I'm getting just focus, self-love on your inside. I feel like mentally and in for all practical purposes, you have tackled that stuff and just focus self-love on yourself and Christ, please help me stay centered, balanced, and healed and work on that learning where the outside energies are coming from. I'm not picking up anything real strong EFT heal, except more self-love, more self-respect. Just keep doing that.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Okay. And I'm going to be on the air same time every Sunday. I'm promising myself I'm going to stay with this. Okay. All right. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Thank you.
I love all you guys. You're welcome. You make my day. I love doing this. I'd really like to do an hour show, but I have to pay to do an hour show. And please check out my books. So later on, I'll probably, I do want to work for towards the hour show anyway, but I promise I'm going to be here every Sunday at the same time, whatever your time zone is. In the case of hell or high water, I might miss it. So, but please check out my books. I have a lot of juicy information in there. Like somebody said, your pearls of wisdom. As I've learned all these things from spirit through the years, I've put them together in books that I feel I broke it up into categories so you don't get overwhelmed with all this information. And I tried to boil it down, make it simple, kind of Reader's Digest version. Some of the books are a little more complicated, like This is Armageddon. That's very much about consciousness, and a lot of people aren't quite ready for that. But 90 Days to a More Magical Life, I think, is a very simple that I just put that one out. I love that book. It's a journal. So, okay, I will see you next Sunday. Keep working on your journey. Aloha.